Welcome to the Cup of Glow podcast, where each week we will connect, uplift, and promote people, places, and events in and around Tallahassee for you. I am your host, Gloria Darling, your community cheerleader, proud milestone diva, and advocate for women age 50 or better. I'm so glad you're here. Let's go! Grab your favorite beverage and join me on my virtual front porch as we start the show. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Judy Mandrell, who is the founder and chief executive officer of Dream Builders Greatness Empowerment Center Incorporated, a nonprofit organization designed to help people. She serves faithfully and wholeheartedly by her husband's side in the ministry of Life Changers Church of God in Christ Incorporated in Tallahassee as co-pastor. And she is the host of Real Talk with Judy radio show. Her motto is, if I can show somebody that they're traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. Dr. Mandrell's life represents her motto as she lives to help others. Welcome, Dr. Judy. You are indeed a formidable woman, leader of the church, and supporter of our community. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so very much for having me. I am so honored to be here with you today.
All right. Let's start with your role as a leader in Life Changes Church of God in Christ.
I work right beside my husband. I am, of course, the first lady, but I'm also the co-pastor with my husband. 29 years we've been pastoring Life Changes Church of God in Christ here in Tallahassee. I also serve as the women ministry leader, the community liaison, and the Sunday school teacher for the adult women class as well, and the director of the ministerial class.
Oh my goodness, you see, formidable. Help us understand something. What's the difference between a co-pastor and a first lady? Both seem busy to me.
Well, they're actually the same thing, just a title. My husband wanted me to pastor with him, so he gave me that name, co-pastor. A lot of times we just say pastor, and then the first lady is that I'm just his wife. that's pretty much it. I'm the wife of the pastor, and they call it first lady, but you just work. You work right alongside beside my husband, and he said that I am really a help to help him meet the vision of what God has given to him. And what I love about it, the vision that God has given to me, it intertwines. It's just what God gave him. It fits. And so there's absolutely no competition, no anything, just jointly fit together for the work of the ministry.
Well, there you have it. And you made a comment, I'm just his wife. No, you're not. You are not just his wife. With all of that already said, just is not the word at all. What challenges have you faced in your role?
One of the challenges, there are some churches who don't believe in women being active in the church. You know, a lot of people see the first lady sitting there with this big hat on doing absolutely nothing. Well, because I am a worker. And my husband, he loves it. When I said just, they mean like, oh, just. Oh, no, we've been married 42 years. So it's more than that just, Miss Gloria. That's the truth. But the challenge has been sitting in the role as a help meet to him, using the word co-pastor. You have people to say, well, anything with two heads is evil. Well, it's not two heads. It's still one head. Yeah. It's just working together. And so being able not to help me, not to say anything back, you know, what they call it, clap back, not the clap back, I just had to learn. I really had to learn to really be quiet in some of those areas. But that was one of the, I would believe, one of the major challenges in being a co-pastor or pastoring with my husband, because so many people misunderstood or try to make whatever because they wasn't used to it.
I grew up in a church in another community, and it was a big deal when a woman pastor came along. Everyone was in uproar, and some people actually left that church because they thought women shouldn't even be pastors. It was really strange.
Well, we have some of that still going on today. You know, a lot of women see me as a trailblazer for them, especially here in the city, to open up the door of a pastor with my husband without being intimidated or anything. Helena Barrington helped me because she was pastoring with her husband. So I had to walk in a confident that of what my husband wanted me to do, but he appreciated the gifts and the strength that the Lord had given to me. And he said, I'd be crazy not to have you to use your gift. That's crazy. And so because of his support and encouragement and liking the fact that God has strengthened me to help, he like, let's make this thing happen. We're working ministry.
Well, from what I can see, he wasn't crazy at all.
No,
he
ma'am.
Is completely sane and sharing that sanity with the rest of us for sure. Now, you mentioned Helena Barrington. I'm sure you had some other role models too. So share with us how other role models and even more about Miss Barrington and how did they help you along your journey?
You know, one of my greatest role models is my mama. My mother is a strong Black American woman. And I saw she worked in the church. Nothing stopped her. But my mother worked so much in the church. And I love working. I love building people, empowering people, inspiring people, lifting people up, getting them to see what they can be in life. And I stand with them. I'm like, hey, if you fall, I'm at the bottom of the ladder to help you get back up. And so what Helena Barrington did when we started, she was pastoring with her husband, Pastor Kenneth Barrington, before she passed. And they set us down, and she made sure you hold on to that confidence. You do what God has given you to do. But the D.K. Richardson, you know, she, Mother D.K. right now is 95, but she came into my life in 1977 when I came here for school. You had all of these people who were encouraging me. So those times I got overwhelmed, most time I called my mom or my dad. I tell my dad, I said, Daddy, they don't believe in women doing this and doing that. He said, just do it. You're gifted to do it. They raised us to do it. My mom was an example. Watching her do what they say couldn't be done. She had a daycare for 45 years. She owned a daycare in Fort Lauderdale. They got a street named after her. They got an Irma Hunter Wesley Day. They got all this stuff. And we watched her do this. And she said, do it. Do it. She said, you're going to fail at some things. She said, but get back up. Don't let failure stop. Learn how not to do that way again.
Absolutely. Well, 45 years with the daycare center. Your mother had 45 years. You and your husband have been married for at least, what, 42 years. And 29 years with Life Changes Church of God in Christ.
Yes, ma'am.
Longevity is definitely in your veins.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you bleed that. And we could tell those role models helped you to sustain whatever it is you're doing. So that leads us to Dream Builders Greatness Empowerment Center. How long has it been around, and what's your vision for that?
Wow. Dream Builders Greatness Center is, I said entity because we have so many different components. We have a child development center, which my sister operates. She's the executive director of there. I have her as the COO of Dream Builders. And the greatness, my Bill Proctor saw my sister one day, and she was helping me. And he said, I see so much greatness on the inside of you. And I love to dream. Everything is dreaming. And how I see dreaming is, it's a dream that yet to be birthed, but I can see it already birthing. And so I call it dream builders. That means that whatever anybody has, if you can see it, my bishop said that, our presiding bishop of the Church of God in Christ, if you can see it, he said, you got to see it before you see it, or you never will see it. In glory, I see so many things. Everything I do is like I can see it already done.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I can see it happening. So with dream builders, everybody who comes into my circle, even the babies at my child development center, I believe that they can be and that they're going to be the best. I believe that. Life Changes is a leadership church. We train leaders. So we expect people to go out and lead and make a difference. And boy, we have so many people who have done that.
Well, we do. We do. And not everybody can be a visionary. Somebody has to take that on and then help to bring along those who can't see it. Mm-hmm. But through leading them, you open their eyes, and eventually they will see too. So you're a wonderful lady. Oh, my God.
Sometimes I'm a hard taskmaster too, and they go, you're so hard. You're so hard. I had one girl, she told me that the Lord told her to work with me. I said, the Lord told you to work with me? Mm-hmm. She said, yes. I said, okay. Because I knew I was gonna be hard and demanding and commanding. That she came off one day crying and said, I quit. I said, you can't quit on the Lord. I said, you said the Lord told you to do this. I said, you can't lie on him now.
No.
And her husband and my husband was sitting in the office. And she said, well, let's go talk to the pastor. I said, let's go. And we got over there. Her husband was smiling. And she wanted her husband to say, well, you can quit, baby. But he said, no, you said God said it. And my husband said, that's what you said. But when I tell you, she is one phenomenal leader in Fort Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. She is phenomenal. And I often tell her, you would have quit. You never would have made it to this point. Or it may have been years later. Or there are some things that you wouldn't know how to deal with. I said, but now look at you. Pastor Tawanda Davis here in the city. She had to turn in a paper. I had them to take John 3:16 and write 7 messages.
Wow.
Not the same message or anything. She turned in a paper. I gave her an F minus minus.
Whoa.
I told her that was the most terrible paper I ever read in my life. Said no continuity. I said, you got 7 messages, but they're not making sense. And boy, she cried. Again, she went to my husband. You know, I've probably been in my husband's office probably more than, but you're talking about one of the most phenomenal teachers of the Word of God that you want to hear. Even my sister, Greatness, you know, she was scared to do some stuff, but now she's operating our child development center. She's graduated summa cum laude from, I think that's how you say it, summa cum laude from TCC and FAMU, you know, but a pusher. And I don't care about people getting mad.
Right.
You get mad with me. I tell them I got friends. I have 5 sisters and a brother. I got a husband, brother-in-laws, my mama, you know. So I'm not trying to make friends, but I have a responsibility.
Exactly.
If you come into my life, I feel like I have a responsibility to help you bring out what's in you. I call myself the people architect.
That's the best blessing a young person or a person looking to develop themselves can have, is when they have somebody that's not afraid to be tough with them.
That's right.
Give them tough love, guide them, but also not make it extremely easy. Mm-hmm. That way they learn, it stick with them. They may hate you. I've had many people who called me later, years later.
Yes, ma'am.
Who are you? Gloria, I'm just calling to thank you.
Thank you.
Because now I had the courage to speak up. I met so-and-so on a plane ride, and I'm going to Tennessee to be a director of this or that. I've had other calls where they're going to do this or that. You know, people just grow, but at the time when they're in it,
right.
Oh my God, oh, here she go again, acting like my mama. What she... That's okay. I'm gonna wear it. I'll take it. I'll take it. And I could tell
That's right.
just the way when you were delivering that, You're smiling. I could tell you're remembering these people. You're visualizing those people who you helped, that young lady who wanted to run away. But that's okay. She's in Fort Lauderdale helping other people out.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's your legacy. And that's what we all do, right? We pass it on.
That's right.
We pass it on. You are wonderful. Now, what would you tell the young lady who's aspiring to be a pastor, a co-pastor, a first lady? Some of them may grow up and say, I like that big hat and I want to sit on the front row. What would you tell the ones you don't know already?
Just make sure that whatever you're doing in life, you have a why behind it. Get your why in your life, because that's going to be your guiding force. God created you with a purpose. Find out what it is. And then get that why and develop it. Let everything be surrounded around that life. Everything I do connects, because my why is to help build people. No matter where I sit, how I sit, what room I'm in, my why, I am here to help another person succeed. And so I would tell them, if you want to be a pastor wife, no matter what, how you want to be it, if you're going to be a working one, or if you just want to sit there and be that one, and there's nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with whatever way you want to do it. But you make sure you have a why in there. Make sure you know you. Make sure you have your own identity. Make sure you build your identity. Make sure, and I talk a lot about my sisters, but all of us are different. And I know that I'm all on role model, but they all have their own identity. I say, make sure you have that. Make sure. I would tell that to the young ladies, and I help build that, Miss Gloria. I say, you look at a person, you can admire them. Mm-hmm. Take some of the things that you've learned and incorporating in your life, but make it you.
Absolutely.
You know, because my mom, everybody said, you look just like your mom, you talk like her, you act like her. My uncle say, when I was young, I would just sit there and stare at my mom. Mm-hmm. And she was cooking in the kitchen, I was sitting there just staring at her. And I told her, I said, I guess, mom, because you had that, you would, to me, she wanted to, she, and to this day, she's 84 now.
Wow.
She was one of the most remarkable women in the world. And I saw her as this woman that was just conquering everything. Everything. You know, they poured into us. We was, you know how some people say, you got to eat whatever's put before you. You don't eat. She didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
She cooked 6 different meals because all of us had different appetites.
Different tastes, yeah.
And that's what she did. She never made us eat what we didn't like. We never had to do that. And I would tell people, learn you. I would tell these ladies, learn you.
Yeah.
Learn you. Be you. Be the best you. And you got role models? Follow them. Learn their mistakes. Ask them. Ask questions. I do. I ask questions. I want to know.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now you're here. Anita Favors, who used to be the city manager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I met with her. How do you handle setback and failures? I asked my mom, I see you here, mom, but how do you do this? And there are some things that we didn't see as kids. But I'm like, mom, I know you and dad had to have problems or something. How did y'all handle this stuff? You know? But the thing about it, I believe, Miss Gloria, be who you are. That's what I would tell them. And you're going to fail. And if you got to cry, cry. Don't try to hold it in. That don't make you weak or strong.
No.
You know, if you got to cry, cry. If you mess up, look at how you mess up and do better.
Absolutely. That seems to be my word.
Absolutely.
Because you're saying so much that I agree with and that I could get comfort in hearing. So absolutely is the word for me.
Absolutely.
Anyway, absolutely. That was so good. Be you.
Yes, ma'am.
That's one of the best messages ever. Be you. And I like that. If they just aspire just to be the pastor's wife and sit on the front pew,
Peter,
do that.
With all the glamour you got.
Sit there and
be it. And then and another thing I teach them, and do not condemn anyone who's not doing it the way you think it should be done. I am big on perspective. And I believe that all of us have different perspective.
Yeah.
But you can gain if you look at someone else, hear someone else's perspective and see it through their eyes, it helps yours. I'm a believer of that. I think I'm a better person because I get to sit with even sitting here with you today, just sitting here looking at you and listening. And I'm ready to go to Toastmasters. You know?
Come on. I'm ready to have you.
and the thing about it is, I believe that when you're open to others' perspective and you enhance yours, it makes you that even greater person. You know, because you can see something one way, and then someone else come and say, you know, Judy, have you looked at this, or have you considered, or I was thinking about what you said, and I thought about this. It adds. You know, I've had people that say, Judy, you're great. Why don't you participate in this program to enhance it? You know what I do? Because they're successful and they're doing well, I join the program. I go do it because I want to be the best me, so I can help others be the best them.
But now when you're sitting there and you're going to different organizations and you're visiting and you might say, oh my God, I got to be a part of this. How do you balance all of the wonderful things that's also going around town and your personal life?
Sometimes I have to say no to some of these wonderful things. Jerry and I, we had always said we would not allow a week to go by that we don't give each other at least a day or two without undivided attention from everything, church, everybody, us. This is us. We eat a lot. We kill something because we eat a lot with my sibling, my sister who live here, and some of the church members who are some of our very close friends and covenant friends. And so we eat with them. So we put it in there. I go home. We fly home. Unfortunately, his mom passed earlier this year, and she was 95. Oh. She was 95. She had lived a good life. Both of our fathers are passed. But and usually during Christmas, we go to live. He's on live oak. But we make sure that we give us that time.
Yeah.
We make sure. Like when I leave here, I'm going to eat with him. You know, I don't know what we're going to eat, but we're going to eat. And so we do things. And even before I got married, I was so working in the community, so working in the church. And my mom told him, now, you want to stay married to Judy? Don't you ever stop her from going to church. Mm-hmm. He said, just don't stop her because she loved going. I used to be the drummer. I used to be a drummer. I played for some good people. But we make sure we give each other time. And when we're at church, we're at church. And when we're at home, we're at home.
Good for you.
We are at home. We laugh and talk. And I talk more than him, of course. But he's laughing. Sometimes he just shakes his head at me and says, you are crazy. But I want to make sure that I do not give all of my energy and joy to everybody and not spend moments with him. So, most time it's on Mondays. You know, most time it's Mondays. Because sometimes time don't allow us to just be absent from everything and just be together with each other 24/7, or even when we come home from work, because we have different things that we're doing. But we cut out, Monday is us. Monday is our time. And then there's sometimes my Monday get full. I'm like, I am so sorry. But it's been 42 years.
42 years. That is a blessing.
And we are, Ms. Gloria, we are so happy. And people look at us and 42 years. But, I mean, because we laugh with each other. We pray together. We make sure. We go on vacation. Every October we go somewhere. Last year we were in Barbados. We've been in Jamaica and Hawaii and all these different places. And so we make time for family. Mm-hmm. We are big family people. This year, my sister who lives in Scotland had a Bridgerton wedding, a Bridgerton ball in Scotland for her 60th birthday. She had a British, and she had about 200 people who came over there.
And, did you all go?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, yeah. We stayed in a, she had it in a castle and all of that. It was fantastic. Boy. We dressed up and everything. It was, and my husband and I got to preach in the Holy Rule Church, where King James was Christian, and all along they had their baptism. So we were the international speaker for that time. So a lot of things that we do it together. I go out of town more often because I'm speaking all over everywhere. And when I come back, he give me a good welcome.
Well, if you gathered a group of people together and want to go to Scotland, my passport is good and ready to go.
Yeah, she said she wanted to do it again next year. I told her she got to give some time in between. Because it's costly.
Yeah.
It's costly, but it was good.
Do you have any parting words for us?
I would just like to say, just be who you are. Ms. Gloria, your spirit is great, and what you're putting forth, this podcast. And I would tell the ones who are listening to it, God created you with so much on the inside. And I think that when we do not come forth and be who he has created us to be, we rob him. We cheat him of his creativity that he put on the inside of us. And each one of us have a responsibility to bring forth what God has put on the inside of us. And I tell everybody, we can do what we want to do because of the scripture said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So he lives on the inside to give us this ability to do, but you have to collaborate as well. You have to be okay about collaboration. We don't compete, we collaborate. We help build each other. We help make each other up. And there is somebody out there warning you. I have a book coming out. It's supposed to been out. I haven't written it yet. So it's coming out of me to come to you. But the name of the book is going to be Show Up For You. And the reason being because I believe that God has given each and every one of us a debut that we got to bring forth. You got to be on that stage. If nobody clapping, you better clap for yourself. Nobody's encouraging you, say encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to look in the mirror and say, girl, you know, you did pretty good.
You did pretty good. I will clap for you. Let me know when to be there and you're on stage and I will clap for you. If nobody else is clapping, I will clap for you. But that's a terrific message.
My sister Cindy in Scotland said, I am the best. Whatever she does, she said, I'm the best. She said, and I don't have to prove that I'm not. You have to prove it.
Just come along.
She said, if you think I'm not, you prove it. She said, but I am.
There you go.
That's it.
That's wonderful parting words. I am the best.
That's it.
Thank you so much, Dr. Judy. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you again for having me on the show. I am so excited.
We believe that everyone has an opinion and we want to hear from you. Please email your comments to gloria@cupofglow.com. If you have already subscribed to the podcast, thank you. If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. If you would like to be a sponsor of the Cup of Glow podcast, please send your request for information via email to gloria@cupofglow.com. Until next week, this has been the Cup of Glow podcast with Gloria Darling, connecting, uplifting, and promoting you.